On the way to church this morning, here a couple blocks away, I saw a guy sitting out on his sidewalk in a wheelchair, and it was a guy that I worked with 40-some years ago. We were both in our teens, and he had a stroke. His name's Griff Thomas, and I hadn't seen him since his stroke. He had a stroke a couple years ago, but so I pulled in the drive, and I told Lisa and Naomi, I'll drop him off. I said, I got to go back and talk with this guy. And I knew that Griff loved the Lord and followed the Lord. But so I went back there, and he was gone. Then I saw his wife. When I pulled in the drive, I saw his wife, you know, waving at me whenever I pulled in the drive. And so I told her, I said, I'm Roger Beal. I used to work with Griff, you know, 40-some years ago, and I knew he had had a stroke, and I just saw him on the sidewalk out here, and I was going to come back and visit with him. She goes, well, he's in the back of the van, so she opens up the door, and here's a man that I saw a couple years ago at Sutherland, shook hands with him. Rock hard handshake. You know those guys with a rock hard handshake? This guy, and now he's in a wheelchair. And so I told him, I said, Griff, I haven't seen you for a long time, been praying for you. And so his wife, you know, she's like, oh, we love people to stop by. We're getting ready to go up to Nebraska right now for I don't know, Dick might know, she told me the place, but I don't know, is to check and see what kind of brain damage he has, you know, but he recognized me, and, you know, we visited just a little bit, I had church before I come here this morning. The Lord thought enough of me and of Griff to send me back there and share the love of Christ. And it wasn't, you know, them times when you know it's not a coincidence. We might say it's a coincidence, but, you know, I had service there, and now I'm having service here. And then I remembered a while ago, I prayed, you know, this week, Lord, make me sensitive, you know, make me sensitive to the Holy Spirit, that the Lord thought enough about me, Griff's wife, Griff, you know, they're getting ready to go up to Nebraska and see maybe what they can find out. But if you all would pray for Griff Thomas throughout this week, maybe, you know, I know that Johnny Erickson Tata, she was not she did not hold a burden towards the Lord because of her accident, but it gave her a platform. And I don't know if that's what Griff is supposed to have, but I know that the Lord loves him and sent me back there and talked with him before he went up there. And so whatever the Lord has for him, just pray that whether it be healing or whether it be a ministry or, you know, just the love of somebody that he used to work with, you know. So, but that's all I had.
All right, thank you, Roger. So let's go ahead and pray for Griff right now, and then also we're going to pray for Sean and Becky, who are on mission in Alaska. So would you join me? Father in heaven, I thank you so much for the nudge of your Holy Spirit. I thank you that the promise was always you would hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So, Father, I thank you for giving us divine appointments. Lord, would you give us more? I pray that we would wake up and say, reporting for duty, what is it that you have? that our hearts would ever be bent towards doing your will. We are a covenant people. Lord, I just want to lift up Sean and Becky right now, and I pray that you give them appointments. You give them conversations to have, that they could testify of your goodness and your greatness. And while they're up there to work with their hands, Lord, you have a funny way of putting people in our path. And I thank you for their life. I thank you for the power of their testimony. And Lord, I pray that you use them like you used Roger today. Father, we do pray for Griff to just understand what your will is for his next days. God, that he would be faithful. He would grow closer and closer to you. We love you today, Lord. Amen.